As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dr. Josh Shulman, who is the medical director of the Poison Center here in Pittsburgh and an emergency physician and toxicologist, to talk about an important update on an illicit use of a drug. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good. First and foremost, appreciate the work you do. So important.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be with you, and thank you for the kind words.
Well, we want to make sure that people are aware of this. There is a powerful drug that is showing up as an additive to the local illicit drug supply. So talk us through this. What are we looking at here?
Sure. Yeah. So we've been seeing this, you know, both, you know, our local medical professionals as well as medical professionals in other cities, especially on the East Coast here. That in the illicit opioid supply, you know, the supply of illicit drugs already contaminated with strong opioids like fentanyl. One of the newer things we're seeing is another drug, and it's called metatomidine, as you mentioned here. And what that drug is, it's a strong sedative agent, typically used in in anesthesia, in both humans and in veterinary medicine. And what we're seeing is, you know, a combination of things here, but the biggest thing is it's increasing the sedation that people are experiencing after overdose, and it's causing some other effects like low heart rate, low blood pressure, in addition to the effects we typically would see after an overdose.
I know with illicit drugs, we've been in a crisis situation for a long time in general, and then fentanyl threw it into a whole nother dimension, making it extremely dangerous and deadly. And that fentanyl getting into other drug supplies too, like cocaine and even some marijuanas from the street. Where do we stand right now with this whole situation with the illegal drugs?
You know, I think, you know, my colleagues and I, we've been, you know, at the forefront of this for years. And, you know, I remember when I first started my training, you know, it was right at the beginning of when we started to see fentanyl enter the illicit drug market. And just kind of several iterations of that going on over the past several years. You know, every couple of years, there's new agents that are entering. So it's an ever-changing field, really. You know, every time we think we're through, you know, the worst of it, we see something else that comes up later, and we see different adulterants popping up in different supplies, as you mentioned, such as cocaine and other, you know, drugs that you typically wouldn't expect to find fentanyl in. So, yeah, it's an ever-changing field, and it's very, you know, it's never static.
And that said, we're with Dr. Josh Shulman. That said, doctor, we've heard of incidents where people have used cocaine that has been laced with some fentanyl, and it's become deadly in a drug that typically wouldn't be deadly in a single use, potentially. Explain why fentanyl is so dangerous.
Sure, yeah. So fentanyl is an opioid medication, and it causes the centers in the brain that keep us breathing to stop doing their job. So people who are overdosed on opioid medications would have low amounts of oxygen, buildup of waste gases in their bloodstream, and then they would have, you know, bad effects from that. So if it got to an overdose situation, potentially people could, you know, stop breathing and could have very, very serious effects. When you mentioned specifically cocaine, one of the reasons that particular combination is bad, you know, besides the fact that cocaine typically causes increases in heart rate and increases in blood pressure, one of the subtle things about it is people who may not be used to opioid medications are suddenly exposed to potentially large amounts of opioids, and so they would be at risk for really magnified effects of the toxicity, and so they, you know, potentially would be at a higher risk because they're just not used to that amount of drug.
So with this increasingly, I guess, prevalent additive that we're talking about this morning, mm-hmm. what do you want people to know about it? How can we help somebody today?
Yeah, I think one of the things we're seeing, you know, is over the years is the importance of people who are struggling with opioid use, with drug use, trying to get them into early treatment. I think that, you know, encouraging people who, you know, who people maybe may know who are dealing with this to get help early before, you know, the problem magnifies. So, you know, whether that's going to meetings or going to, you know, getting treatment at a drug and alcohol treatment facility, or even just, you know, talking with their doctor about, you know, substances they may be using. That's really important. I think another thing is important is for people to carry naloxone, you know, people who are using substances or people who know people are using substances to carry naloxone with them. You know, naloxone nasal spray kits are widely available from various public health agencies, you know, from pharmacies. Just to have it on hand in case, you know, they come across somebody who's overdosed on a medication. It could be potentially life-saving. I think it also, one of the other messages is the importance of you know, the work that we're doing, you know, behind the scenes. We're screening drug samples. We're working with, you know, large multi-center, multi-city trials to, you know, surveil the drug supply so we can stay ahead of these trends and we can be prepared as physicians to, you know, to take care of patients who come in who are dealing with these phenomena. Those are important messages that, you know, we're constantly working to help people, help the public.
Well, that said, your efforts are bearing fruit. I know that overdose deaths decreased 31% last year, but still unnecessarily too high, even with that reduction. And also, I want people to know, Doc, there is hope. There are success stories of people who have been able to get themselves out of that lifestyle.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I work with people every day who are, it's a constant, you know, fight to stay, you know, to stay out of situations. But I talk to people who are doing well and who are succeeding. And so, you know, for anybody out there who's struggling, who maybe needs a push in the right direction for the first step, you know, you talk with your medical professionals, talk with people you trust. You know, it's never too late to take the first step.
Dr. Josh Shulman, who is the medical director of the Poison Center and emergency physician and toxicologist. Doc, great information.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.